I want to welcome each of you this morning. I trust that your heart is turned toward God and your desire is to hear from Him and to walk with Him. Just share this. Maybe not all of you are aware. I think most of you are aware. Last fall, I was diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer, and my PSA number at that time was 39, which is way beyond the normal range. And just recently I had another test, and that number is down to 0.7. So zero is as low as it can go. So God is at work healing, and I just want to give Him glory and praise for that and share with you what's going on. Also, I do have a cold this morning, so if my voice sounds a little funny, why, you'll understand. And I'm not going to, after the service is over, I'm going to be like Sam. I learned something from Sam the other night, and when it's over, you leave. So that's probably what I'll do, too. Sorry about that. Excuse me. Some time ago, as I was before the Lord and just thinking about who He is and worshiping, the word came to my mind, fullness. The God of fullness. And you might say, now just a minute, Harold, you're starting to sound like you're going to be one of those prosperity preachers that God is all about health and wealth and wise and all of that kind of thing. No, just hang on. Listen up. We'll see what God has to say about this and how it applies to us. Another word that, and I'm not going there this morning, but another word that really stood out to me a while back was the word abundance. God is the God of abundance. So when we think about fullness, maybe you want to hit these lights up here, Logan, and just a little bit dim. When you think about fullness here, just go ahead and turn the pulpit ones off, the top there, the pulpit. When you think about fullness, there's actually two meanings. The common one that we would think of in relation to fullness would be when something is filled up. But it also has a connotation there of completeness, as when in all positions are filled. In other words, you can have a freight ship, and those things are huge. And you, as the captain, are responsible for your crew and having a full crew. You don't want to operate the ship without a full crew. So when you've got all of the crew that you need, you can say that your ship is full. Now we'd say, well, it's empty. Well, yeah, it is, but in one sense, it is full, okay? So there's those two different aspects of meaning in relation to fullness. Now, I want us to think about this God of fullness. Not getting anything going here. I want us to think about this God of fullness this morning. And I want us to think about who He is and what is happening, what's going on with Him. Is God really a God? We sang this morning about having our anchor grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. Now, if each of us in this room are going to have our anchor grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love, how much love is that going to take to hold us in the storms of life with all of our storms? And if you take the whole world and people of all time, then how much love is that going to take? It's going to take fullness of love, right? And I'm amazed as I look at the Scriptures how much it talks about fullness. What is God full of? Love? Mercy? Faithful. He is full of the ability to trust, right? We are totally able to trust Him because He's full of that. Stop and think about this. Everything that God is, He is full of. Okay? And it's interesting that a number of those things, like faithfulness, faithful, God is faithful. The Scriptures talk about that. And it's interesting to me that the very first thing, we talked about this some time ago, the very first word that God uses to describe Himself, when He described Himself to Moses there on the mountain, was merciful. Full of mercy. So whatever God is, that's what He is full of. Now, why does God want to have relationship with us? What do you think? Okay, He loves us. What else? He cares about us. What does He want to do for us? Exactly. He wants to give us what He has, what He is, right? He wants us to become what He is. So God in His fullness wants to fill us. We'll look at that in a little bit. So whatever God is, He is full of, and He wants to fill us with that as well. If my God is the God of fullness, what should my life look like? Now, I want us to just think about this. Does my life reflect a God of fullness or a God that is limited? What I say, my words, what I say, does it sound like, if I'm listening to what you're saying and you're listening to what I'm saying, does it sound like the God that I'm mentioning or alluding to or that I claim to serve, does it sound like He's a God of fullness? Or if you listen to me, does it sound like my God is pretty weak and pretty uncaring and not able to meet my needs? So I want us to think about this. If my God is the God of fullness, what should my life look like? What should my words sound like? Now here's one that comes straight from Scripture, and I want us to pay attention to it. My joy or lack of joy is an indicator of who or what my God is. This is something I've been thinking a lot about over the last while. We talk so much and we have such high opinion of ourselves so many times as to where we rate spiritually. yeah, well, you know, we have this doctrine and we have this teaching and we're far beyond what these people are. There's one thing that I find in Scripture that is an indicator of where we are at spiritually, and that is joy. And we'll look at that. So let's think about, where is our joy in all of this? What kind of a God do we serve? A God of fullness? And if so, is my joy full? Am I joyful? And if not, what's going on? What kind of God am I making great? We say we want to make God's name great, and that's awesome. But we've got to stop and ask ourselves, what kind of God am I making great? Is it the true God, the God of fullness? Is it the God of completeness? Or is the God I'm making great or trying to make great, is He a God that is small or weak or whatever? Let's look at a number of things here. The Creator is concerned with fullness. Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If you go back into Genesis chapter 1, 2, back in there when God was creating, He told a number of the things that He created, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Make the earth full. And here in Psalms, He talks about the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Okay? So, where it's full of trees, where it's full of water, where it's full of plants, where it's full of animals, where it's full of birds, that fullness is from God, right? It comes from Him. He's the one that put the seed there. He's the one that commanded fullness. And so fullness there is from Him. And I think that's important. By the way, that's supposed to be a full moon up there in the corner. Why do we call it a full moon? Is there a part moon? The moon's always full. It's just what you see, right? And that's a good lesson for us. God is always full. He may look empty to us, but we better check and see what we're looking at, right? Something's blocking our view, because God is always full. So the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Now, excuse me. The one who is full fills us. These are some of the verses that I was talking about. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And here's Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. And this is so precious here. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. You see? That's what God wants. That you and I could be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, what's He talking about? All the fullness of God. His what? What is He talking about? He's talking about everything that God is. God is fullness. He is fullness because He is full of mercy. Why are His mercies new every morning? Because He's full of mercies. Why is His love everlasting? Because He's full of love. Why are His commandments righteous altogether? Because He is full of righteousness and truth, right? And His commandments are a result of that. So, He's saying He wants us to be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, If I'm going to make God's name great, what is going to be the best way that I can do that? By somebody seeing some of His fullness in me, right? That's going to be the best. I can talk all day about how great my God is, and that's a good thing. But people have to see something in me that shows that God is full and that He is filling me. And that's what He wants to do. That's so beautiful. That's so neat. God chose Christ to hold His fullness and to share it with us. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. It pleased the Father that in Him, in Christ, should all fullness dwell. It was God's plan. It was God's purpose that in Christ would be all of God's fullness. And Hebrews says that He has it. And here he says it as well. We see that many places. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. Till we all come, or till we all arrive, or become part of the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. There he's talking about maturity. Christ is totally mature. He has reached all the fullness possible because God put His fullness in Him. Now he's saying, that's what we need to come to. We need to, as God fills us, we need to grow into the fullness of the stature of Christ. We need to become like Jesus. That's what needs to happen in our lives. And so we need to become full of mercy. We need to become faithful. Ones who can be depended on. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23, which is His body. He's talking about the church. The fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Christ is the fullness of God, the one that fills all in all. God is fullness. And He is intending to fill us from His fullness. That's His plan. That's His purpose. That's what He wants to do in us. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10. Again, he's talking about Christ. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens that He might fill all things. His purpose, the purpose of Christ being filled by God and coming to earth was so that we can be filled through Him. His purpose is to fill all things. Any fullness that we have has been received from Him. If there's any, listen, without Christ we are empty. We are nothing. We talk about that. Nothing. That just means empty. Means without any fullness at all. We have none. And the sooner we can learn that, the better off we are. John chapter 1, verse 16. When I was thinking about this and worshiping there before the Lord, this verse came to my mind. This is an awesome, awesome verse. This is John introducing Christ. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And we beheld His glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And in verse 16 he says, and of His fullness have all we received. Of God's fullness have all we received, and grace upon grace. we have received piles of grace. And if each of us has received piles of grace, and you count up all those piles across the world, that's a mountain. It's mountains of grace, because God is full of grace. So of His fullness have all we received. You say, no, of His fullness have all we received. Well, what about all our brothers and sisters? And I just read just this week another account of brothers and sisters suffering so much. So much. But you know what? It's bringing forth fruit. God's fullness is filling them, and they are flowing over to others. There was one man working in an area that in 6 months of labor for the Lord had over 300 believers that he was working with. Of his fullness have all we received, and grace upon grace. So we can go to God and find grace to help in time of need. Philippians chapter 1, verse 11. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. When we're filled with the fruits of righteousness, when we're filled with the fullness of God, that shows through our lives and it brings praise and glory to God. It makes His name great. His fullness is in us is evidenced by our joy. I said there was a number of scriptures that point to this, and here they are, some of them. And by the way, this is such a scratch of the surface of this whole idea of God's fullness. You go back and you look at all these scriptures that say, in the fullness of time. Or thus it was fulfilled, filled full, which was spoken by the prophet. That's a whole other area that relates to God's fullness. And we're not even going to get into that this morning. But we want to look at this. Acts chapter 2, verse 28. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. God, you've poured your fullness into my life, and part of that fullness is you've filled me with joy. Just to see your face, O God, just to be in your presence, O God, causes my heart to overflow with joy. Is that your testimony? Can you say that honestly this morning? Acts chapter 13, verse 52. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Find it interesting that the first thing he mentions is filled with joy. And then he mentions the Holy Ghost. We often get that backwards. We talk about the Holy Ghost being filled with the Holy Ghost first. But he says they were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. 1 John 1:4. These things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. He is revealing to us the fullness of God. He's showing us all these good things of who God is. And he says, the purpose for that all is so that you may be full of joy. Now, pay attention here. We have potential to be filled with all the wrong stuff. Romans chapter 1, verse 29. Look at this. He's talking about people being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers. I mean, you look at all this, people are full of this. We have that potential as human beings to be filled with that. We also have the potential, and that, I want that to be in front of us this morning. We have the potential to be filled with the fullness of God. And Ephesians talks about the fact that we were. This describes every one of us. This is what we were outside of Christ. When we come to Christ and receive Him as our Savior and Lord, and He begins His work of filling us, then we become like Him. Our works need to reflect His fullness. Revelation chapter 3, verse 2. Be watchful, speaking to the churches here, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works full before God. The word here is perfect, but it's that same word. I have not found your works full. Why would our works not be full before God? Is it because God hasn't been able to fill us? Is it because a lack on God's part? God just doesn't have what it takes to fill me so that I can be filled with Him and my works can be completed, perfected, that I can bring Him glory? No. There's a problem with us not receiving what God has. And that's what He's telling the church there. Be careful. Pay attention. I haven't found your works full. There's an area here God wants to fill in you and you haven't allowed Him. Our ministry needs to be full. Over in Colossians chapter 4, verse 17, Paul says, you tell Archippus, take heed to the ministry that you received in the Lord, that you fulfill it. God's given us work to do. Make sure you fill it full. Paul said, I have finished the course. I've run the race. I have done the work that you gave me to do. I've completed the race. Now it's time for me to go look for that crown that's laid up for me. Can we say that? And Paul says to Archippus, pay attention that you fulfill, that you receive fullness from God, and that fullness goes out from you and filling the ministry that God has given you. God wants to change the fullness that we have to His fullness. Our fullness is emptiness. But we can get pretty full of emptiness sometimes. You know what that is? That's a lot of hot air. Full of emptiness. Vanity is really a big thing of hot air. Nothingness. Over in Luke chapter 5, verse 12, there was a man full of leprosy. And that's a picture. And Jesus asked that man, what do you want me to do? And he said, Lord, just make me clean. If you look at your life this morning and you say, my life is full, but it's not full of God. It's not full of all what God is. You recognize that and you say, God, I want you to make me clean. I want you to fill me with who you are. God will do that. He did that for that leper. God is able to fill. Also in Luke chapter 5, verse 7, this is the story where they put the nets on the other side. And the nets were so full they almost broke. And they filled two boats full of all size of fish. So full that the boats almost sank. They filled both the boat. What happened? What happened? Previous to this, they had fished all night and caught nothing. They had worked and worked and worked and worked and worked and caught nothing. But Peter says, nevertheless, at thy word I will. And the boats were filled just like that. So full they almost sank. They had never even caught that many fish in their lives. God is able to fill. And that little story there, that little incident from the life of the disciples is for us to learn from. When we get full of God, the world can't contain us. Now just beware. If you're interested in getting full of God, It's going to cause some problems for you. But they're good problems. They're problems we need. Over in Acts chapter 5, verse 28, they said, "Didn't we tell you that you shouldn't teach in this name? And you have filled Jerusalem with this doctrine. And now you're trying to bring this man's blood on us." They were angry. They said, "We don't need this. We don't need this fullness here." They had filled Jerusalem with this doctrine. That's an awesome testimony. I wish that it could be said of us that we have filled Sturgis. We have filled Colon. We have filled Shipshawana. We have filled our area with this doctrine. The doctrine of the God who is full and wants to fill us. God help us. Like father, like child. Romans chapter 15, verse 14. He says that we are like our father. "I know, brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge." Like your father. I know that's where you get it from and that's what you're like. And again, I would to God that that was a testimony of us. If Paul was writing to us today, would he say that? "I know, I'm persuaded of you that you're full of goodness. You're full of God. You're full of His presence, full of what He has for you." Fullness is God's plan for you. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. "Don't be drunk with wine. Be filled with the Spirit. Be full of God." It's what He wants for every one of us. He wants that to be the controller of our lives. You see, if we're full of God, then God is going to flow out of us. If we're only half full of God, then the junk's going to keep flowing out of us. Because God floats everything else out. So if we're 99% full of God, there's still junk floating on top, and that's what's going to flow out of us. We've got to be filled so that we can overflow. We need to pray for His fullness for others. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, Paul prayed this. "Why, I don't cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." We need to pray for others that they can receive God's fullness. Let God's fullness fill you. That's what He wants. That's what it's for. It's available for every one of us. And I feel like I've done such a weak job this morning of presenting that to you. How can you take the fullness of God? The fullness of God. And even begin to lay that out. But I hope this morning that the Spirit speaks to your heart and challenges you. Let God's fullness fill you and let it flow out from you. Let's stand together for prayer. Our Father, we thank You. We thank You that You are the God who is. You're the God who is full. You are the God who is fullness. You are the God who sent Your only Son in Your express image and sent Him full of You. And He was able to say, "If you've seen Me, you've seen the Father." And He also said, "It's important that I go away so that I can send the Holy Spirit to you so that you can be filled with the Spirit." And God, You know the struggle we have. So many times we're filled with all the things that He talked about in Romans. We can be full of whisperings, debate, envy, jealousy, and all the other junk that's part of our fallen nature. And God, we're coming like the leper to You today and saying, Lord, Lord, it's hopeless. I'm helpless without You. God, I need You to cleanse me. I need You to fill me. I want to be full of You, O God. And we thank You that that's Your plan, that's Your desire. And we want that. We want to give You glory and praise, O Lord. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.